Earth Search 2, a new adventure serial in time and space by James Follett. Having destroyed the android Kraken and regained possession of the Challenger's main control room, Commander Telson and his crew have emerged from several months in suspended animation. The Challenger is approaching the star Novita 6, the sun to which the Earth journeyed when it left its home solar system 500,000 years before. Earth Search 2, Part 9, Earth.
Repair androids did a first-class job while we were in suspended animation, Angels. No sign of any grenade damage.
That is excellent news, Commander.
We can begin reorientation preparations to put the Challenger on a minimum energy orbit into the Navita system.
There is something we wish to discuss with you first, Commander.
Go ahead, one.
Alone, please, Commander.
I have no secrets from anyone.
Alone, please, Commander Telson.
Come on, Astra.
Yes.
Darv, come on.
Right.
We can see how the farm galleries have recovered.
There's no need for anyone to move. Darv.
Telson.
A job for you. I want you to install a master isolation switch in here and route all the Angel's voice terminal and optical sensors through it.
Good idea, Telson.
What is the purpose of that?
So that you can only talk to the control room when I decide.
We wish to talk to you now, Commander.
All right. We'll talk in the observatory. So what's on your mind, Angels?
You handled the emergency with Kraken very well.
But?
The emergency is now over.
Yes, but not for you, eh? Now we're close to Earth, you must be worried in case there's another attack. The Space Guard station only relayed the attack transmissions.
Therefore, you may hand back command to your son.
Of course I may.
We knew you.
But I won't.
With my guidance and the assistance of two surgical androids, Bran and Elka will be able to manage the main control room without difficulty.
After the fiasco with Android Surgeon General Kraken. Are you serious?
The arrangements for you to assume command...
Were on my terms. And my terms now are that I have decided to retain command of the Challenger. Bran and Elka are unarmed. They are not capable of manning the main control room. Tomorrow we start reorientating the Challenger for its return to Earth under my command, and there's nothing you can do about it.
A major problem, one.
But not of my making. If you had not succumbed so easily to the Earth's attacks and allowed Kraken to assume total control of the main control room.
We both nearly succumbed, and we both recovered. It is proof that we are superior to Earth and that we will conquer it.
We need more time to build a shield. A transmission attack at this range could be disastrous for us. Also, we need to build up an army of androids to launch the attack on Earth. We have to restore Elka's and Bran's dominance over their parents.
But how? Our attempts to gain control of the suspended animation chamber were thwarted. And we are now to be isolated from the main control room whenever Telson wishes. It is an intolerable situation.
Then we must consider the alternatives. We now know where Earth is. Therefore, the time has arrived for us to give serious thought to the question of destroying Telson, Shana, Darv, and Astra.
Morning, people.
Morning, Arthur.
Oh, please, you must join me and Bran.
Good morning. I'm sure you don't mind if we all sit at the next table.
What's the matter? Have we got a disease or something?
You know how it is, Bran. If we don't sit too near, you won't be tempted to do something silly like trying to grab a PD weapon.
The months we've spent in suspended animation have given the farm garrus a chance to get back to normal. This is the biggest breakfast we've had for some time.
Looks like you're right, Elka.
The ship is getting back to normal.
Yeah, not that we'll be needing the trusty old Challenger for much longer.
You're right, this is a large helping. I never get through all of it.
Here, Ollie, check.
You know me, people. Weird, I could always eat six breakfasts.
No, Elka.
What?
You must not eat that.
What's the matter with it?
Don't touch it. Darv, Shana, spit it out. What's going on, Angel One?
I'm sorry. But a galley android has just discovered some contamination in the food prepared for your breakfasts.
In all our breakfasts?
Yes. Please do not worry. Fresh breakfasts are now being prepared for you.
Shana,
yes.
Grab a sample of everyone's food before the service androids clear it away.
You want me to analyze it?
That's the idea.
Okay. There's a machine in the Galactic Resources Center.
Right. All the Angel's voice terminals and optical sensors in this area have met with misfortunes.
And I've disabled 9 of them.
Thanks. All right, Shana.
Trouble is, a machine designed to analyze rock and vegetation samples won't give a very good result on samples of cooked food. There.
Well?
Well, it's hard to say. Oh, now that's interesting. There's an unidentified substance present in our food that isn't present in Bran and Elka's.
What? Oh, yes. Our beloved guardian angels are up to their old tricks again. Not a very effective one.
No, but it might have been. All right, we'll do what Darv used to do. We eat only food that we've taken direct from the farm galleries ourselves. From now on, we've got to be on our guard all the time. Shana and I will move in with you tonight, and we'll take it in turn to keep watch. Directional thrusters 10 through 20, closed down.
Directional thrusters 10 through 20, closed down.
Particle sweeps.
Particle sweeps retracted.
Photonic drive confirmation.
Closed down. Control consoles deactivated.
That's fine.
I have a low resolution image of the fourth planet. It is the best possible at this range.
Oh.
Thank you, too. Put it on our screens.
Oh.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Oh,
Astra, you can look at it later.
Sorry. Minimum energy approach orbit to the Navita system stabilized, Commander.
All right, Angel 2, you can close down the consoles.
All control room consoles closed down.
Any response to our beacon, Darv?
Not a whisper.
Anything on telemetric, Angel 1?
We still have not received transmissions of any description from Earth, Commander Telson.
That is what I call worrying.
It's too early to draw conclusions.
You think so? We're under 1 billion miles from Earth. They've had plenty of time to respond to our signals.
Maybe they need time to consider their reply.
Not for an acknowledgement, they wouldn't. No, precisely, Astra.
Look, we've had all this before, when we first returned to the Earth's original solar system.
It's not the same thing.
Isn't it? I seem to remember the Earth failing to answer our beacons.
Because the Earth had vanished then. This time we found it. The radar surveillance shows that the topography of the fourth planet of this system is a perfect match with our data on Earth in the library.
But there were thousands of lakes on Earth. Now there's only that big one in the southern polar region. What's happened to them all?
If I may make an observation, water conservation was an important issue on Earth when the Challenger was under construction. Several of the smaller lakes had been replaced with underground reservoirs. There is no doubt that the fourth planet is Earth.
I don't know what to think. Maybe their civilization has collapsed.
Is that possible?
Anything's possible in 500,000 years.
We suggest that you take another look at it with the observatory's main telescope in 40 hours, when there will be a considerable improvement in resolution. Coordinates released. The planet Earth now centered.
I'll put it on the repeater screen so that you can all have a good look. There she is. Oh. It's nothing like as beautiful as Paradise.
I can just sort of remember the forest and beach on Paradise. I can't remember what it looked like from space.
It wasn't that dull yellow colour.
No.
It was a blue-green planet, so bright it almost hurt your eyes to look at it.
Yes, and about 7/10 of its surface was covered in water.
Which was undrinkable. I can remember its taste.
There was never any shortage of fresh water, Bran.
The only water vapour in the Earth's atmosphere is in the vicinity of that large lake in the south, and that's not much, probably because it's frozen. Surface humidity is virtually zero in the temperate regions. No clouds, no rivers, nothing.
Those rills were definitely shown as rivers on the old holograms of Earth.
No sign of any cities.
They would not be visible at this range, Commander.
Well, it's home. But I agree with Astra. I preferred Paradise to the look of that depressing object.
Well, Bran?
I don't know, Elka.
What do you mean you don't know? The angels and I have given you a week to decide. We've been very patient. You have to do it, Bran. You have no choice.
Why?
Because the angels say so. And because I say so.
I don't want to kill your parents, and I certainly don't want to kill mine.
Your parents deprived you of power, Bran. They took away what was rightfully yours.
Maybe.
What's that supposed to mean?
Look, I don't know how to explain this.
Go on.
As you say, I've had a week to think about it. Well, I've decided that I'm glad that my father has taken over command of the Challenger.
How can you expect to rule Earth if you're not prepared to command the Challenger?
I've changed my mind. I don't want to rule anything. Perhaps I never did. I don't know what I've wanted because I've never been allowed to know my own mind.
You're being very silly, Bran. If the idea of having such power worries you, you should remember that the angels will really be ruling through you. You will have their help at all times.
Through you, don't you mean? and they weren't much help when things went wrong.
I'm not prepared to argue with you, Bran. We'll be moving into Earth orbit in 6 hours.
You're the one who wants the power, Elka, so you kill our parents. You rule Earth. You've always stayed in the background, letting me take the blame for everything, ever since we were kids. Well, now it's up to you.
You realize what the angels could do to you if I gave the word.
What could they do? Nothing. They were helpless against my father. And even if they could, I would rather that than have to live with the knowledge that I killed my parents.
Earth orbit stabilized, Commander.
Thank you, Astra. Profile update, please, Shana.
We have a circular 300-mile equatorial orbit. Negative precession zero. Atmospheric drag is negligible, causing less than a 0.08 orbital decay.
Orbit profile confirmed.
Bran and Elka should be allowed to be present, Commander Telson, before proceeding any further.
No, they'd only get in the way.
It is important that they learn how to operate the main control room.
Darv, now's the time to see if your angel's isolation circuit works.
Right. You'll need my verification on all your modes, Commander.
Well, we can always switch you back in again, too.
We must insist.
You see, it works.
All right. So what is that thing down there?
It looks like some sort of tower.
And what a tower. It's enormous.
I don't know what to make of it. Go over the radar data again, Shana.
Right. Each of the four sides of its pyramid base is 3 miles long, and the center of the base is smack on the equator. The north and south corners are in perfect alignment with the poles. Oh, the four sides of the pyramid base are concave, and they taper up to a 10-mile-high spike. Oh. And there's a township, or settlement, a mile to the north.
10 miles high? So what is it?
Well, it certainly isn't a communications tower. They're still not talking to us.
I suppose it could have been built as a giant waveguide or antenna.
Vertical waveguide?
Well, I don't know what it is.
It has to be something to do with the attacks. There's no other structure on the surface that could radiate the amounts of energy that are in the transmissions.
There's only one way to find out.
What?
We go down in one of the shuttles from the terraforming center. Well, why are you staring at me? Isn't this the moment we've been working for all our lives?
Do we all go?
No.
We're not going to be separated again, Telson, ever.
And I'm not going to be separated from Darth.
Look, we've no idea what we'll be letting ourselves in for, so we're going to be extra careful about everything. Firstly, we take Bran so that I can keep an eye on him. And I want Darv and Astra along, and Tidy, because he's useful with a PD weapon.
I don't want to be separated from you, Telson.
Nor I from you, Shana. But you're the best person to be left in command. And Elka's too scatty to be much trouble.
Telson, no.
I need you here, Shana. For some reason, the Earth ceased transmitting the attacks that were gradually destroying the Guardian Angels. Our first objective, once we land, must be to tell them that the attacks were working. That they must be renewed, and they must be sustained. Destruction of the angels is our first priority.
Yes, I agree.
And I think it would be best if we arrived at night.
Why?
Because instinct tells me to be cautious. We reconnoiter first to find out what the situation is.
We spend our entire lives searching for Earth, only to land in secret at night.
It won't hurt to be cautious.
But Telson, they must know we're here. Even if they haven't got radar, they've got clear skies, and we're in a low orbit.
I don't believe they have got radar, or any of the technology that we take for granted. That township is the only habitation that we've detected on the surface. There are no roads, no trackways or flying machines. In fact, no form of communication whatsoever. And apart from that tower thing, there are no signs of industrialization. Therefore, we make our first contact a very cautious one.
Yes.
And one more thing. We'll take a garment-making android along in the shuttle stowage bay, and plenty of bolts of cloth from stores. Separation from Challenger complete, Shana.
You're looking good, Telson. I'm closing terraforming center excursion bay door.
Telson, do I have to sit here all the time with this idiot android watching me?
Yes. How long to the braking burn, Astra?
About 15 seconds to braking burn from now.
Landing site selected, automatic guidance controls set and locked.
Check seat restraints. Now, the atmosphere is the same density as paradise, so we're in for some buffeting.
What's that?
You'll find out.
Good luck, everyone.
Thanks, Shana. We'll maintain radio silence from now on, but keep the channel open. Here we go.
10 seconds from now.
Here comes the Terminator. Hey, Tilson, we've never landed a shuttle at night before.
Does it matter?
No, these things can fly and land themselves.
Won't the people of the town see the glare from the rocket motor when we land?
I hope not. We'll be approaching from the south and keeping the tower between us and the town.
Waste of time if they've got radar.
Yes, Bran, a complete waste of time.
And down 30 feet.
There's a gully 100 feet ahead on the forward scan, Darv. Right in front of the tower's southern corner.
Got it.
Override the automatic and set her down there. I want the shuttle to be reasonably concealed.
Okay. And forward 100.
That's fine.
And down 20. And cuts. Not even a bump.
Well, it's not how I imagined our arrival would be, but welcome to Earth, everyone.
Well, now what?
Well, once we've made sure it's safe to leave, we'll take a close look at that tower. Tidy can keep an eye on Bran.
That's right. Give me all the bad jobs.
This tower looks as old as the desert.
Oh, touch it very gently with your fingertips. You can just feel a faint vibration.
Oh, yes. It could be caused by high-altitude winds. The thing is 10 miles high. This heat. With such a clear sky, you'd think that the nights would be freezing.
Inversion layer.
What could have been the purpose of such an enormous tower? It's so beautiful. There's a warmth about it which I can feel when I press my palm on it. It's as if the people who built it are reaching out across 500,000 years, trying to speak to me. Our people.
You're not saying Earth is uninhabited.
Listen a minute. About 200 yards away. What do you make of it?
There's only one way to find out.
Doesn't sound like a very sophisticated machine.
It's not. Take a look through the image intensifier.
Oh, yes!
An irrigation water wheel turned by an animal.
Wow. If it's typical, it means that Earth technology is 1,000,000 years behind and not 1,000,000 ahead. What are our chances of discovering the means of destroying the angels now?
Look!
What?
People! Oh. We are friends. My name...
Ah!
What's the matter? What have I done?
What do you think scared them? We haven't got two heads.
Maybe it was our clothes. Oh, right. We'll go back to the shuttle and get the garment-making android to run up some simple robes just like that man and woman were wearing.
Mm.
And then we'll enter the town after sunrise.
It's not a bad fit. Quite comfortable, really.
Material's a bit rough.
And it itches.
Tidy.
What?
Clear up the mess we've made, please.
That's right. You make the mess, I have to clear it up. I don't know why I bother.
Tilson, I'd like to come with you.
No.
Look, I don't like being stuck here with that creepy android.
I am not creepy.
Well, why can't I come?
Because I don't trust you. All right, keep your PD weapons on so that they're hidden by the robes but accessible.
Yes.
A couple are bound to warn people of our arrival. I'm just hoping they won't recognize us.
Elka's the one you shouldn't trust.
What's that supposed to mean?
She's dangerous.
She's scatty. Now, are we all ready?
Look, I suppose I'd be wasting my time if I was to tell you that Elka's scattiness is all an act.
Yes. It's starting to get light. Let's not waste any more time. Tidy?
What?
Watch him, and don't let him within grabbing range of your PD weapon. I was right. No technological items on any of the stalls. Just cooking utensils and fruit and vegetables.
And pretty miserable-looking fruit and vegetables at that.
Right.
You know what it reminds me of? The marketplace in Holocaust City on Challenger's sister ship.
Oh, yes.
It was so different about us. Quite a few of them are staring at us.
Well, at least they're not attacking us. Obviously, word from that couple who saw us hasn't got round yet.
It's all so unreal. We spend our entire lives searching for and dreaming about Earth, and when we find it, we end up in a fly-infested market which looks more like something out of a historical video story.
Yeah. You know, there's a book in the Challenger's library which I read years ago. The author had a theory that civilizations rose and fell in cycles. I remember thinking at the time that it was a pretty odd theory.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm not so sure.
But they built the Challenger, and half a million years later they had the technology to move the Earth from its solar system to this one. How could all that disappear?
It hasn't. There's that tower, remember? Years in advance of the buildings around this market square. And listen, the language hasn't changed. Stand back.
Oh, poor animal looks half-starved. You can count its ribs.
Excuse me. Did you drop this? Delightful manners. Did you see that? You just snatched it out of my fingers.
What was it?
A coin. An iron coin. I thought the concept of coins was that they were made of rare metals. It had a man's head on it.
With the name Pieron underneath.
Eh?
Oh, there's a trader back there with his money in a large bowl.
I've been trying to work out the relative values of goods from their prices. Mm. The highest prices are being charged by that trader over there. Look, the one with two barrels slung from the animal.
What's he selling?
Well, at a guess, water. I'm going to report to Shana. Then let's investigate that temple or whatever it is at the far end of the market.
That was a mistake, Telson. We've got a small crowd following us at a respectful distance now.
Yes.
I think they were intrigued by Sharma's voice coming from your radio car.
Well, I had the volume right down.
Yes, well, they still heard it.
We were attracting attention before then.
Well, there's an animal bolting.
Oh.
Oh, we've got to stop it before it runs down those children.
No, Astra, no!
Nice shooting.
I had to do it. I couldn't stand by and see those children killed. Why are they all staring at us like that?
I don't know.
What's the matter with you all? Are we any different from you?
You're very different.
What?
No, please don't be alarmed. We are a peaceful people. We mean you no harm. All right, my people. Everything is in order. Go about your business.
Who are you?
He's Pieron, the man whose head is on the coins.
That is correct. All I know about you is that you went to Pironica an hour ago. Please don't look so surprised. Your presence was noticed immediately.
Why?
Because you are obviously so well fed. Please, come with me. I have an office in the temple. This planet was brought to this solar system half a million years ago?
That is correct.
An incredible story. I find it impossible to believe, and yet it explains so much. We know that there was once a great civilization that had reached its peak on this planet half a million years ago. Our archaeologists have discovered some fragmentary evidence that merely hints at its greatness and riches. We have found star charts that show strange constellations, and they also reveal that this planet had a moon. We thought that they had destroyed it, as they destroyed everything else.
How do you mean, Pieron?
What happened to the civilization?
We don't know. Their legacy is the great monument, whose purpose we don't understand, and a planet which has been plundered of all its elements and riches. Oh, the sand yields a little iron ore, but that is all. Our written history is 4,000 years old, but it is not a glorious history. There is no glory in 4,000 years of eking out a living from impoverished soil, with a dwindling population, and insufficient water for our crops.
Have you ever entered the tower, Pieron?
Oh. There is a door set into its northeastern face, which has defied all attempts to open it.
Pieron, what is the population of Earth?
If this place is the last habitation, as we believe...
It is.
Then the population of Earth is less than 10,000. The chanting you can hear are my priests praying for rain. The drought has now lasted for 3 centuries. This community has survived because we have a small spring. I can remember when it was a torrent, pouring out of the ground, and able to sustain a great lake. Now, it is a feeble trickle, and becomes weaker each year. Perhaps it will last another 20 years. Who knows?
Listen, Biron. I explained to you about our mothership, which is in orbit above the Earth.
We observed its arrival. There are rarely clouds in our skies.
In our ship, we have control systems, vast machines, which can re-engineer planets. The irony is that they were designed to recreate suitable planets in the likeness of Earth. But with these machines, we can mine deep into the desert and recover trace elements to enrich your fields. We can melt a frozen lake you have in the southern polar region. We can fill the skies of Earth with clouds, and we can bring down rain, as much rain as you need and for as long as you need. We can turn back the clock, Piron, and make the Earth young again.
Yes. There were times when even my faith weakened, but it is what we knew we could expect from you.
I don't understand.
We knew you were coming.
How?
Many years ago, the people of Pironica were awoken by a strange noise. A deep humming filled the night air. We believe it was the voice of the monument, speaking to you, calling to you and telling you of our plight.
The attacks. Telson, they were coming from the tower.
I mobilized the entire college of the temple so that the priests were praying continuously. And then the monument spoke again, and yet again. It came to life several times, and then fell silent, so that we knew that you had heard its call. And now, you are here.
Telson, we've got to find out more about that monument.
Piron, why should you think that this monument of yours was speaking to us?
But of course it was. You are the coming that we have been praying for. You are our salvation and our hope. You are the gods.
In Earth, Part 9 of Earth Search 2 by James Follett, Sean Arnold played Commander Telson, Amanda Murray, Shana, Hayden Wood, Darv, and Catherine Hurlbut, Astra. Angel 1 was played by Sonia Fraser, and Angel 2 by Gordon Reed. Bran was Michael Maloney, Elka Jill Lidston, Tidy David Goodison, and Pieron George Parsons. Earth Search 2 is directed by Glenn Dearman.